Good morning, Happy Sabbath. It's like no more strength this morning. What happened? Good morning, Happy Sabbath. Praise the Lord. When I was in Honolulu, they have 180 members and 120 came to the revival meeting. And I was surprised why they give me four speakers, two in the front, two in the back. And it was loud as ever. But I want to praise God. Because unless we will experience revival, we are not ready for the kingdom of God. I need to change. You need to change. Pastor Kiala needs to change. Everybody in the world needs reformation. Until our character is changed by God, we are not ready for the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Before I open the word of God, I want to share with you a text, because if your life has no foundation, if your house has no foundation, it will fall. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. As we start as a foundation this morning, don't worry about time. When the Honoka Church see me in the pulpit, they know I stop before 12 o'clock or 12 o'clock. Why are you laughing? I just followed the writings of Ellen G. White. Testimonies, volume 6, page 341, that our Sabbath preaching should be short, not long. That's not my words. It's from Ellen G. White. Amen? Oh, not too much. Amen. You like long sermons? No. I don't do that. I preach short. It's better short, but it's to the point. Proverbs chapter 3, chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own what?
Understanding.
In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Let us pray. Loving Father in heaven, as we open your word, may the anointing of the Holy Spirit be upon us today. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. August 26th, I lost my job. They called me to personnel. They said, Roel, you are leaving the Fairmont Orchid. You know what I said? Praise God. You know why? It's time to stop the ladies. Look at, you know, when you go, you work in the pool, the hardest place to work. And you cannot sleep there. And the Lord is telling me, that's not your job. So I say, praise God. And one morning, I opened the newspaper. It says there is a scholarship for the CNA, if you want to take CNA, scholarship. And the Walmart is giving $25,000. If you get approved, you're free, and you take this class. And after that, you take the board exam on the 29, and then you can work in hospital. I almost lived to Florida. Brian knows this. I almost left to Florida. Because my uncle said, Roel, if you want, you know, more job, come to Florida, I give you a job. You will be working in the nursing home, but you need a CNA license to work in the hospital. So I told him, I will work, I'll go to school. Then I don't know, after this, if the Lord wants me to stay here, I'll stay here. If the Lord wants me to go to Florida, I'm going there. Because no matter what God calls you, you need to go. Especially if you are doing the work of God. Because sometimes we are satisfied with church. We are satisfied with coming every Sabbath. The question is, are you doing something before the second coming of Christ? And we as Christians, Seventh-day Adventist Church, we need to win souls for Christ. I visited somebody from Honolulu. He never come to church for a long time. There's a good vacation, visitation. I was with Pastor Madrid. He was the pastor up there. And I visited that lady. Said, you know what? I'm not going now to the Adventist church because there is too much problems. What do you think? If you go to the Adventist church, there is no problem. Wherever you go. So this lady, she was transferring one church to another. I don't know what church she went. From Diamond Head to Phelan Church. She went to Center Church. I think he went to every church in Honolulu. In every Adventist church, she find a problem. People said, if you don't have any problem, you are an abnormal person. But we have problems. Why we have problems? Is that my fault? Is that your fault? It's the fault of the devil, right? It's the fault of the devil. We have problems in the church because the devil is works. And he believes that the time is getting short, and he wants to create problems in the church. And one day, somebody talked to me in Honoka, Roel, are you preaching today? Yes, you should wear coat and tie. Do you have a text on that? Can you find a text in the Bible that when you preach in the pulpit, you need to wear coat and tie? There's nothing in here. Is that the clothes important? Is that what you wear? This is important. This is important. The word of God is important. It's not what you wear. Because when God looks, he's not looking from the in from the outside, but he looks in your heart. Amen? In the inside part. So I'm very happy that my wife's looking at me. I told her, don't look to me. Look to Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And that's what we need this morning. So as you open your bulletin, it says there, experience the power of God. But before I go, I need two people. If you want to praise God this morning, you can raise your hand. Anybody wants to praise God? Just raise your hand and you can stand up maybe. Yes? Amen. Anybody else? One more time? One more? I just give one more praises, because if you guys give praises, then we're done. I don't need preach. Right? So one more. Wants to give praise this morning. Maybe everyone will praise God. I just talked to my wife last night. You know, I was talking to Brother Adonis. He said that they need one elder up here in Hono at the Puna Church. I told her, you know what? Can I move my membership to the Puna Church? She says, look at me good. What do you think? Is it good for the husband and wife to be separated? No. We need to stay together, right? She's not here today because of my mom. My mother-in-law is not feeling good. She cannot walk with the walk. But I'm going to tell you, we need to stay together. And as a family of God, we need to pray together, love each other, visit one another, and don't worry about the pastor. Pastor cannot save you. I cannot save you. Pastor Kiala cannot save you. Even the president of the conference cannot save you. Nobody can save you. Only the presence of Jesus Christ can save you. Amen? Only his life. And the only thing I like this Puna Church, because number one, you are organized. Just looking at the bulletin this morning, you know the program. Very organized. Number two, there is love in this church. Remember that. And nobody even say amen. It's up to you. If you don't say amen, it's up to you. There is fellowship in this church. That's the main thing. When I went to Honolulu 3 years ago in the Philippine American church, their food is chicken, steak, and fish. But last weekend when I was there with the potluck, it was a vegetarian food. But for me, I don't need even to cook. If you're a vegetarian, you don't need to cook. Right? Salad in the morning, salad noon, salad evening. Don't need cooking. Why do you spend more time in rice cooker? If you want to live a vegetarian life, right? And we have somebody here from, you know, about health. Dinner, just put everything, salad, dressing, lettuce, tomatoes, avocados, whatever you like. That's why in your house, it's better to have a salad bar. No need rice, Brian. I didn't write my night. I told my wife, what is my dinner tonight? You know already, salad. Don't cook rice. I don't need rice. I need salad because when I go to sleep, I want to have a peace of mind. Because when you eat too much in the night, you cannot sleep and you have bad dreams and not good. Right? Just be simple. Just be simple. So this morning, I have 25 more minutes to go. I want you to experience the power of God. The question this morning, have you experienced the power of God? Amen? Amen? Yeah. Why you are here today? Is it because of me? Because of the church members? We are here this morning because of the power of God. Amen? Amen? Yeah. We cannot live without His power. We cannot live without His character. We cannot live without the love of God. And we need to experience the presence of the living Christ. Amen? Turn your Bibles with me as we start our text this morning. But there is power in the Word of God. In the book of Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. I just bought a Bible from Honolulu from Borders. It says here, Super Giant Print King James Version. And Josh was looking, oh, this is the best one. You bought one, praise God. If only I have money today, I can buy X-View, all of you, a super giant print Bible. You don't need even eyeglass to read. It's like a computer. If you want to look, it's right here. Isaiah 40 and verse 8. He says here, the grass withered, the flower faded. Listen very carefully. But the word of our God will what? Shall stand forever. Amen? And I believe that this world will come to close. Denomination will fade. Church will fade. Adventist church will fade. Pastors will fade. Everybody in the world will fade. But if you obey the word of God and stand for the word of God, you will stand in the presence of God when the day of judgment comes. What do you say? The only thing you need is to read the Bible and to obey the word of God. But the question is, we spend more time looking for jobs, we spend more time looking for money, but we have no more time to obey the word of God. That's why we have confusion. When your mind is in money, you cannot stand in the presence of God. The Bible says, but seek ye first the income. Is that what the Bible says? No. But seek ye first the kingdom in his righteousness, and all these things is given to you. The question is, we spend more time seeking income before the kingdom. We love money more than God. We love materialism more than God. That is why you can see only a few members in the church on the Sabbath, because their mind is money, money, dollars, 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 and no more God. It's time that you and I should experience revival and reformation. We need to change. And the only power can change you is the presence of the living Christ. Amen. Amen? I need God to change me. I need God to change you. Because when we are changed, we are living a new life. And we are walking with God like Enoch. He was walking with God every moment of his life. And now, where is he? He is in heaven because he was walking every moment of his life. So praise God. Again, turn your Bibles to me, the same chapter. Reading verse 26. 20 more minutes. Verse 26. Let up your eyes on high, and behold what created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names by the greatness of his what? Might. Remember that we are worshiping what kind of God? A great God. I continue. For that he is strong in what? Power. Can you claim this promise? He is strong in power, and one faileth, not one faileth. If there is a strong person in the world, it is Jesus Christ. Amen. He is very strong, and nothing will fail. So yesterday I went to the orientation to the CNA in American Red Cross. And they said, orientation, so they're talking about, introduce my name, you know, I from the hotel before. I was working 27 years in the hotel industry. And I'm here, I lost my job, I want to take the CNA. And at the end, 10 minutes before 11, they said, you need to take a test. What? I haven't read one book. So I was looking the test paper, was 4 pages. Wow. So I told myself, if only I can tell these people to kneel down with me and pray, be better. But I said, cannot, I think. Yeah. So I just have a silent prayer, Lord, I don't know the questions. It is selection, A, B, C, D, F, whatever. Give me the wisdom. Give me the wisdom. I want to take this test. I opened the test paper. And I believe the Lord is telling me, this is the answer. Oh, that's good. If you're an RN, you take the board exam, God tell you, this is your answer. Put it down. So I answer. He said, you need to pass 80%. And so I took the test, maybe 15 minutes. I finished. Everybody was still doing like this. I'm done. I said, Lord, thank you. I want to give this test paper to the RN trainer, and I hope I pass. And I told the lady, said, what, did I pass my test? Well, I never even correct your paper yet. Did I pass my test? That's my question. She looked at my paper, and she said, Roel, don't worry, you passed more than 80%. Because I was there, I was looking, I believe my test paper was perfect. This is what I believe. And after the meeting, we went home, I told the lady, I believe I make 95% in the test. And she said, I think you make more than that. Wow. Praise God. I never look a book. I never read nothing. If only was Bible, we go together in place. But the Lord give me the wisdom. I lost my job, but he said, Roel, I have a plan for you. Take this test, take the CNA, and work for the elderly people. Maybe one day, the conference will call you and work for the church. It was Monday morning, I heard a telephone call. Long time. Good morning, sir. I am President Watts, the president of Hawaii Conference. Oh, wow, this is good. He called me. I said, Roel, I received your information, resume out, and I know you've been doing good in visiting people and doing all the stuff in the Philippines, and I want to tell you that right now there's no budget. The tide is down. I told him, Pastor, I think we need revival. And I believe if only the pastor of the church will do his job, the tithe will go up. Amen. Do you believe that? Amen. But if the pastor preaches here and then go home and sleep, something wrong in the ministry. Because in my ministry, I don't sleep after church. We worship every Sabbath the whole day, not half day. I don't want to be a part-time Seventh-day Adventist. I want to be a full-time because to work as a pastor, you need, first of all, you need to visit your church members, number one. Number two, you need to visit the backsliders. Why keep on baptizing people? We have many people outside, never come to church for a long time. We need to visit them and tell them that the Lord is coming soon. That's the job of the pastor, right? Not preaching. We spend more time in preaching, but what about that? We spend more time in visiting people and preparing souls for the kingdom of God. I don't believe in preaching. I don't believe in long hours preaching, but I believe in the word of God because right here, there is power in the word of God. Amen? I think you're tired now. One more text. You know, if I don't bring my outline, we get in big trouble. I can go from text to text. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Why I like this verse. Another power. Before I close. Isaiah 41 and verse 10. Fear thou not. Claim this promise. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. You see that word? Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy what? God. Second one. The third. I will strengthen thee. Third. Four. I will what? Help thee. Number five. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Claim this promise and you can experience the power of God. Why doubt his promises? This is the word. This is the power. We need to read the Bible and experience that there is power in the living Christ. Amen? I want to tell you that in America, righteousness is lost. Wherever you go, Christ's righteousness is done. And they will say, and somebody meet me in I'm just telling one experience. I was in the mall sitting down, and somebody meet me, one church member. And he said, Ruel, I don't believe in the spirit of prophecy. Oh, my knee was dropped down. I said, why? What is Revelation telling us? The testimony of Jesus Christ is what? Spirit of prophecy. When you read the Bible and the prophecy, do it goes together? Right. This is the greater light. This is what? The lesser light. I want to tell you right now, if not from this book and from the prophecy, I left the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Long time ago. Why? Because I was invited in the Philippines. He said, Ruel, can you pastor this church, Assembly of God? I give you 100,000 pesos as a pastor. If my mind is money, I cannot see Adonis. Power ready. I don't need Adventist Church. Why? Because in the Assembly of God, you can see love, mercy, grace, loving kindness. Everything is there. Character of God. But in the Adventist Church, very hard to find. But I don't know why. But in the outside denomination, there is love, fellowship. How come our church is not having that experience? It means we need to change. That's what Donna said. Adventist Church, today we need to change because we are lost if God cannot change us. We need revival and reformation. And I have 10 more minutes to go. I want to share with you. From Selected Messages, Volume 1, page 79. I need to close my Bible so that we will not be in trouble. Selected Messages, Volume 1, page 79. I want to share some wonderful quote from the writings of Ellen G. White. It says here, we know not what is before us, and our only safety is in walking with Christ. Amen? The only safe to go in this world waiting for the coming of Christ is to walk with Christ every moment of your life. Another one. We need our hearts to be filled with perfect trust. Another one. We need to keep close to the Savior. Do you believe that? You know, when I go to sleep, I always hold my wife every time. But that one evening, I don't know what happened. I was holding her. It's 11 o'clock in the evening. I was doing my Bible study. And she said, "Don't hold me." Oh, this is a big job. So what mean? You want me to sleep in the other room? Don't hold me. I have a problem. I told her, if you have a problem, don't talk to me. Don't talk to the pastor. Don't talk to the members of the church. You go to God and bring your problems to him, and he can solve it. So what I did, you know what? Kneel down in prayer. So we kneel down, and after that, I can start holding her. The only thing to solve is not my words, is to kneel down in humility with Jesus Christ. We need to keep close to the Savior. We need to forget self and worship God. This is what I need. I need to forget myself and worship God. We need to be filled by the power of the Holy Spirit. Another one, we need to stop worshiping idols. Anything that you love is an idol. I told my wife, "Roel, how come you are faithful to me? Don't ask me that question. You ask God that question. I'm faithful to you. I never touch nothing. I want to be your wife until the Lord will come, because the Bible says we need to stay together, love each other in sickness and in health." And you can notice that, because every night I massage you. Every night, Adonis, Sunday to Saturday, I massage her every night and said, "Thank you. Praise God." I don't say too much, "I love you, I love you, I love you." I see people say that word, but until now, where they stay? Separated, divorce court. Love is nothing without an action. The Bible says, if you love me, keep my what? Commandments. Claim that promise. We need to stop worshiping idols. We need to look to Christ. We should not be Adventists only in name. You hear that? We should not be Adventists only in name. You know what I tell you? If I see people still working on the Sabbath, that's your choice. If you want to break the Sabbath, that's your choice. Because when we go to heaven, everybody will stand in the presence of God. Nobody is separated. I cannot stand for you. You cannot stand for me. We need to stand individually and stand in the day of judgment when the Lord will come. And your name is written in the three books of life. Right? Question, is your name there? Is your name in the church book of life? Can you say that? Is your name there? Are you sure? Are you sure is your name is in the book of life? Think about it. Is it possible, even though your name is in the book of life, is it possible that God will erase your name from there? Yes. Because the moment you have committed the sin against the Holy Spirit, your probation is closed and your name will be erased from the book of life right there. And there is one sin that God cannot forgive. And what is that? The sin against the Holy Spirit. And I don't want to go to that experience. If you sin against the Holy Spirit, that's the sin that God cannot forgive. Even though you give 25, 55 Bible studies, even though you preach crusades around the world, if you have committed sin against the Holy Spirit, God cannot forgive that sin. I hope and pray that you don't have that experience. We need to overcome sin and temptation by the help of the power of God. We need to prepare for Christ's second coming. I don't know, it's 12 o'clock. Is that 12 o'clock ready? I cannot see. Too much small that light, all right?
8 minutes.
Huh? 5 minutes. Thank you very much. And then finally, if you want to be saved, we need to make a decision for God now before it's too late. Brothers and sisters, if there's a time that we need to experience the power of God, it is now. Don't waste your time. If you want to be baptized and be ready for God's kingdom, do it right now, because the time is running late. We are in the end of time. Something happened to Samoa. Something happened to Indonesia. Many people died in the Philippines. But I want to tell you, it's our job to tell the people, before they have this destruction, that Christ is coming soon. Yes, sisters, I need to examine myself, and I believe you need to examine yourself too. I need self-examination. I need God to examine me and give me a vision that I'm a sinner, saved by the grace of God. You are a sinner. I am a sinner. There is no perfect church. There is no perfect denomination. And there's only one person is perfect in this universe. It is Jesus Christ, who experienced love and comfort in the presence of God's people. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord help you. Let's continue to spend more time with God. Let's continue to spend time and experience that there is power in the presence of God. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. I think it's 5, 6, 9.